your neighbors and tell them it's going to be all right because Pastor Dunkley's on the airwaves.
This morning,
it's cloudy in my mind. He did let me sleep today. Won't be right for time. He woke me up this morning, and he started me on.
God, we thank you, and knowing that you are blessing us, even right now, thank you for your grace, your mercy, your love and kindness. Thank you for being who you are. Then, Lord, those men of God and wives that we have spoken of, bless, heal, strengthen, comfort, each one with the comfort they stand in need of. And Lord, we will give you the praise, we will give you the glory. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen. Amen. To Evangelist Lavallee, to officers and members of this church, the Mount Olive Baptist Church, it's just good for us to be here. Had it not been for the Lord on our side, then we would not be. There is a word from the Lord from 1 Kings chapter 17. 1 Kings chapter 17, beginning at verse 1. 1 Kings chapter 17. Beginning at verse 1. We'll give you time to get it. 1 Kings chapter 17. Beginning at verse 1. And the word of our Lord says, Elijah, Tishbite, an inhabitant of Gilead, said to Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years except at my word. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, get away from here, turn eastward, and hide by the brook Kidron, which flows into the Jordan. And it will be that you shall drink from the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there. So he went and did according to the word of God, for he went and stayed by the brook Kidron, which flows into the Jordan. The ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, and bread and meat in the evening. He drank from the brook. And it happened after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. May God bless the reader and hearer of his divine words. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, what do you do when your brook dry up? And I'm here to tell you that sooner or later, your brook gonna dry up. Elijah, whose name means my God is Yahweh. Elijah, the prophet preacher, never takes the time to identify himself. We know not when or where he was born. We are not even introduced to his parents or given any details of his growth and development. All we know is that Elijah is a Tishbite of Gilead. And one day he shows up at King Ahab's house. History calls Elijah the chief of prophets, but King Ahab called him the troubler of Israel. Elijah wasn't a polished preacher like Isaiah and Jeremiah, but was more of a rough-hewed reformer who challenged the people to abandon their idols and return to the Lord. The text tells us that Elijah showed up at King Ahab's palace one day. Unexpected, uninvited, unannounced, and I would believe that he was even unwelcome. He just showed up and said to the king, "As the Lord God of Israel lives, for whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years except at my word." James 5 and 17 says Elijah prayed that it would not rain, and it did not rain for 3.5 years. Amen. Other words, king, don't look now, but drought is about to take over your domain. The citrus is about to be emptied. There will be no water to irrigate your fields. Crops are going to wither. There won't be any grapes on the vines, and many people's mouths were parched because of thirst. Brooks and streams, they all eventually dry up. It was then that God spoke a word to Elijah. "Brother Elijah, you're in trouble now. Brother Elijah, you have lost your popularity. You better go now to the brook Kidron and hide yourself." Go hide yourself. God has commanded him to go and hide. But yet, 3 years later, God commanded him to go and show himself. And God says something that's mighty peculiar. He said, "I'm going to send ravens, bring you bread and meat for breakfast and dinner, morning and evening. Not only that, but you can drink from the Kidron Brook water." It's important to understand that Elijah's brook was a hiding place and not a holding place. The brook for Elijah was only temporary housing in an emergency situation. But for God to say, "I'm going to send you meals by a raven, a symbol of death and disaster, a raven that God said in his word in Leviticus that they were not to eat." But yet God is going to allow a raven to bring his man, God man, bread and flesh twice a day. Well, this lets us know that God is in charge of both man and animal.
God is in charge of everything. It lets us know that God can use whoever and whatever he desires. The raven.
Yes, sir.
Scavenge. But yet he's going to bring the man of God bread and meat. The psalmist says that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and the world and they that dwell within, the cattle on a thousand hills, everything belongs to God. And God can use it in whatever way he chooses. Elijah, this is not a holding place, but this is a hiding place. I just need to tell you, my honor, that when God's will, when you do God's will, God will provide a hiding place for you. He will provide protection from the enemy when you do his will. Moses flew to Midian from the wrath of the Egyptian and hid there for 40 years. John the Evangelist was protected from persecution on the Isle of Patmos. And I heard David say the other day that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I come by to tell you all you got to do, my Lord, is just trust God. But the Bible says that sometime later, that's what's blowing my mind, that the brook dried up.
Yes, sir.
Because there was no rain in the land.
Amen.
I don't understand this because Elijah is a man of God.
Yes.
But yet, the text says the brook dried up. Elijah was where God told him to be. Doing what God told him to do, saying what God told him to say, and yet his brook dried up. He was a prophet preacher, but yet his brook dried up. That's important. No matter how much Holy Ghost you have, no matter how strong you is in the Lord, there's going to come a time in your life when you will have a dry spell. Your brook will dry up.
Come on now.
But you just keep trusting God because he's in control of the brook himself.
Come on now. Yes, sir.
Some of us got this attitude of name it and claim it, call it and grab it, all of that kind of can on. But God will sometime have you in a waiting pattern.
Come on now.
Even with your brooks dried up, he'll have you in a holding pattern. Because he wants you to understand who's in charge of the brook. It's a lesson for you and I. Sooner or later, our brook's going to dry up, my darling. But you just keep trusting in the Lord. He will make a way out of no way. Do I find it strange, as I said, that Elijah, who prayed a drought, on the land, is now a victim of his prayer. He done prayed heaven's floodgates closed, but yet he's a victim because his brook has dried up. For the word that lets you know God has no respectable person. We're all in the economy of God, same in his eyesight. And you know, your church folks need to understand that too, because if you've been in the church 100 years, you ain't no better off than one that came and just been in church an hour.
Come on now.
We all ain't no seniority.
Come on now.
In the church. You may have it on your job if you're still working, or you did when you were working, but in the church, we are all the same. We are all doing God's will, hopefully. There's a payday one day.
Come on now.
And all is going to get paid.
Yes, sir.
But understand what happened when the brooks in your life run dry. And I just come to tell you, thank God for the brook.
Come on. Yes, sir.
He who made the brook can dry it up. Is his brook?
That's right.
Half in the unfolding of your days, you have had the experience of seeing your own brooks dry up. Whenever that which you were relying on and counting on and depending on fails you or fails to satisfy you, your brook done dried up. Whenever you can no longer find the thing that puts a smile on your face and joy in your soul, your brook done dried up. When husband and wife don't love and relate to each other, when communication has been shut down or shut off, your brook dried up. When the child that you have given birth to and right on a thin line of life and death, and yet he's disrupted and disrespectful, and it tears away the strength of your heart, your brook has dried up. Even when you come to church Sunday after Sunday, you sing the songs, but you don't have the melody in your soul, your brook's done dried up. Your prayers have become repetition. You are just sick and tired of being sick and tired of seeing men put on an outside show for an unfriendly foe world. Your brook has dried up. But when the brook dries up, it will force you to acknowledge who it is that provided the brook in the first place. It's a dangerous thing to take the blessings of God for granted. Just because you have a bubbling brook of self-contentment today, my darling, or this morning, it doesn't mean the brook will flow continuously even today. God doesn't have to send the water of friends and family, health and holding, but he does. God didn't have to wake us up this morning, but he did. He don't have to regulate our hearts and minds, but he does. But what do I do when my brook dries up? I'm glad you asked. And I stopped by on my way to help him to tell you. First of all, don't panic. For God's sake, don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Just hang in there. When you look at the text, you don't see where Elijah panicked. You don't see where Elijah fought at God. You don't see why Elijah questioned, Lord, I'm doing what you told me to do, and here my brooks done dried up. What's the problem? He just obeys God. So I come by to tell you that you can't drown your troubles in a bottle. Pills can't put it back together. You can't chase it away, your sorrow away with singing the blues. If Moses had panicked, children of Israel would still be tending flesh pots in Egypt. If Joshua had panicked, he would have never have crossed or walked around the Jericho road. Wall. If David had panicked, he would have never fought Goliath and won. If Jesus had panicked, he would have never said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. But I just come to tell you, my darling, don't panic. Sometimes brooks dry up just to let you know God is still in control and in charge of the water. Don't panic. Don't panic. Don't panic. If you don't believe he's in charge of the water, ask Moses. Won't God make water stand back on both sides? Won't he do it? Won't God change water to wine when the wine run out at a wedding? Won't he do it? That woman that God met at Jacob's well, she came for water, but left with water, sprang it from within. Won't he do it? God is in control. God only lets the brook dry up to let you know that he's still in charge. Secondly, listen to God. Be prayerful, but listen to God. Listen to God. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor. Listen to God. It's right there in the text. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. He's listening. But he went and stayed by the brook Cherith, which flows into the Jordan. He listened. And the ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, bread and meat in the evening. And he drank from the brook. He did what God said do. Some of us having a problem today because we won't do what God said do. Some of us are sad and lonely and frustrated and misery because we refuse to do what the word of God says do. We refuse to listen. Oh yeah, we like to pray like God listen to us, but there comes a time in your prayer life you need to shut up and hear what God has to say. He got a message for you. Elijah listened with that, see what God had to say. Not only that, but he's focused. He's not focused on this dry brook, but he's focused on God. You know, God said, well, now I'm going to send you your breakfast and your lunch. See, meals on wheel is late. God had meals on wings before man got meals on wheels. Catering is late. God had a raven catering to Elijah. He's focused on the word of God and the will of God. He's focused on his purpose. He's focused. It's right in the text. And he said, and it happened after a while. I don't know how long the while was, but a few days later, after he got comfortable, most likely. Sometimes your brook dry up because God needs to disturb you. You done got too comfort in your comfort zone, and if something don't happen, you'll stay right. God told those disciples that once you receive the power, once you receive the promise, I want you to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the utmost parts of the earth. But they didn't move until there was trouble. It was after Stephen was stoned that they decided to disperse. And sometimes God will cause trouble in your life, problems in your life, trials in your life, to get you up off of your blessed assurance to do what he wants you to do. But you got to stay focused. Amen. You got to be prayerful. Right. And don't panic. God is in control of this thing. Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to panic. Because he's in control. Yeah. Now, then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, pack up. It's time to go.
Amen.
Now, when you look at Elijah's life, as long as he waited on God's word, everything went well.
Amen.
But when he started thinking for himself, lean not on your own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Acknowledge him in all of your ways, and he will direct your path. Now, here the brook done dried up. He ain't fussing and carrying on, blaming nobody. Just sitting and waiting on the Lord. There are times when you just need to wait on the Lord. Whatever time it takes, you just wait on the Lord and receive his word and then do it. See, it happened. After a while, that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. Well, that didn't have nothing to do with it, really. Since God is in control of the water, he could have let that brook stay wet as long as he wanted it. But it's time for the man of God to move. I got another assignment for you. And what I like about when you trust God, he'll prepare somebody in your way to help you along the way. I come to tell you this morning, my darling, that you're not where you are now because of your knowledge, your intellect, your understanding, everything. God has placed people in your way to help you along the way. Y'all not forget that. He have you in the way to help somebody else along the way. He said, now, I want you to go to Sapphire. That's where I want you to go. And I want you to dwell there. I want you to hang out there for a while. And I've already commanded the widow to take care of you. Everything is already set for you. That's what I like about God. He don't leave you. He don't have you on a wild goose chase. Everything is already planned for you when you get there. He did exactly what God said do. He arose, didn't hesitate, and went. And when he came to the gate of the city, indeed the widow was there gathering sticks. Called to her and said, bring me a little water in a cup that I may drink. That's something, ain't it? First thing, he was thirsty. So I don't know how long that brook was dry, but one thing I know, he was thirsty. Because the first thing he asked for is a cup of water. But now it's a fountain. Where did she get water from? His brook dried up, but her brook ain't dried up. God will provide, my darling. I hear David say, the Lord is my shepherd. I want for nothing. Everything I need, everything I want, God will provide it if I just trust him. You say, well now, preacher man, I'm trying to gather some sticks here. So me and the boy can eat and die. That's all we got. That's all we got. He called and said, please bring me a mall of bread. Not only do I want a cup of water, but I want a mall of bread in your hand. Very, very, very descriptive. In your hand. So she said, as the Lord your God lives, I do not have bread, only a handful of flour in the bin and a little oil in the jar. See, I'm gathering a couple of sticks that I'm going to go in and prepare it for myself and my son that we may eat it and die. Lord, have mercy. Elijah said, no, don't fear. Go and do as you have said, but make a little bread, a little cake. From it first and bring it to me. And afterward, make some for yourself and your son. You know, if you bless the man of God, God will bless you. He says, bring me mine first. And you ought to give God his first. That's why some people's pockets got holes in them. Because you won't give God his first. So God got holes in your pocket, and you wind up going again to the tithe man, going again to the stone man or whatever it might be, and he go pay his tithe with the money you should have paid your tithes with. He's focused. He's done what God say do. He's prayerful. He's listening to God's direction. Yeah, we see here her bow. Her brooks is finna dry up. But look, her brook look like it's gonna dry up. I got just enough flour to make a cake for me and my son. We gonna eat and die. Cause that's it. So I tell you what, bring me my first. It's right there. Right. And don't fear. Because God is in control. He's in control. Bring me mine first. And if you keep reading, you'll find that she did what the man of God said do. She obeyed the word of God coming from the man of God, and she was blessed.